Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are tuning in to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. Like I said, you're on 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is your and mine heart chakra, the higher heart chakra, just not the heart chakra, but the higher heart chakra. And this is, you could say it's physical and metaphysical too. But before I start, I'd like to mention that I'm available for readings on 1-2listen.com, the flip side of 1-2 Radio, and that's 1-2listen.com. I'm a psychic and a medium, so please call me on there and we can talk about any subject you'd like to. At second half of the show, I will be taking phone calls, so we can talk about my subject, or we can talk psychic too in the second half of the show. And also, check me out on my website, and that is jimkomar, K-O-M-A-R.com, and that kind of tells you what's going on with me. It kind of keeps you up to date, what I'm doing, and all that kind of stuff. But I think I will start this, and this is what I would call the higher heart chakra. This is the spiritual being inside of all of us. That's the way I look at the higher heart chakra. It's centered and located between the throat and the heart. So it's the heart, if you go to your left side of your chest, it's upper area of the chest there. So to go above the heart there and halfway between the throat and the heart. The color is aqua. That's kind of like a blue-green color. And it's paired with the thymus gland. And what's interesting about the thymus gland, you could say as you wake up your thymus gland, you're awakening a regeneration of yourself. So let me repeat that. As you wake up your thymus gland, you're awakening and you will regenerate the thymus. And the thymus, this is, you could say the thymus is very important because it's about your immunity and it's about your longevity. How many years are you willing to spend in this body? And how many years do you want to? You want to make this fast? You want to make this as long as possible? With, you could say, youth, vitality, and love. So think about that. The thymus gland, it initiates you could say immunity. It initiates longevity. Think about your heart. When the heart is pumping, that muscle, that organ that is inside all of us, when that is pumping, every pump you could say that it has, it initiates instant health. It initiates blood circulation. It initiates oxygen circulation. With each pump, you're getting all that happening. So now the higher heart chakra deals with more of the thymus gland, and that is part of the endocrine system, your thymus gland, and that you could say the electrical response to the heart. In other words, it's kind of it's the electricity for the heart. And also, it's about you supporting, expressing, you could say, the truth of your heart. You know, you can express through your heart, and you can say that's your truth. But you can also express through your higher heart chakra. And this is, you could say, expressing probably important things. When you go through the higher heart chakra, you could prioritize and say, do I want to express through my heart or higher heart chakra? Well, when you express through the heart, you're literally expressing through the higher heart chakra too. So there's really no difference there. And it's also, it's about the energy recalibrating the biological body, the you could say the space that you occupy in this three-dimensional world. It's recalibrating your biological body. Like every time the heart beats, you could say it's instant gratification. It just keeps you going from nanosecond to nanosecond to nanosecond. And it's also, as far as like children go, the indigos, the crystal children, you could say they're born with a very higher heart chakra, that upper heart chakra. These indigo kids can relate to the existence of their higher heart chakra, so therefore they truly express through their higher heart chakra as opposed to most of us, we just go through the heart. But like I said, when you go through the heart, you're going through the higher heart chakra. But if you really want to, say, create focus, go through your higher heart chakra. And once again, located and centered between the throat and the heart, just slightly above where the heart is located. Your heart is located on your left side of your chest. So if you go above that, it's right there. And then you go over to the center of your chest, and the thymus gland is located around that area too. So thymus is very important. As long as you've got a healthy thymus, you're going to have a long life ahead of you. And this also, speaking of indigo crystal children, this opens up your divine self, your higher heart chakra. It opens up your divine self, that beautiful part of your body that you could say radiates in white light, radiates in heavenly thoughts, etc., etc. So think about your higher heart chakra as an extension of your heart chakra, but the higher heart chakra enables you to focus more of what you want quicker, sooner. You could say quicker, sooner, and to get to where you want to be. You know, expressing through the heart or recalibrating the heart. Let's say the muscle itself, you might have a heart issue, let's say. And there's many reasons why people have heart issues. So you could actually, I believe, you could recalibrate the heart muscle itself through the higher heart chakra and just kind of run energy where the thymus gland is located. And all you have to do is, if you don't know what I'm talking about in the physical body, just go to Google and Google thymus gland and heart. And they're all in the same general area of the upper chest there. And that'll kind of give you a better viewpoint of where it's located. And so here I am talking about it's how you connect, you say, your divine self to divine wisdom. And our bodies are wired to be merged with the divine. You know, you could say it's intoxicating. It's a blissful state of grace. So that is what I call the merging of the divine. You could say the divine self within you. You're creating a blissful state of grace. And like I said, at times intoxicating, because you might like it. It might feel really good at times. And it's also a connection to each other, the higher heart chakra. And what I mean by that, it's an emotional, it's a physical, it's a mental, it's a spiritual, you could say all those minds coming together. Let's say you've got your physical mind, your physical body, you've got your mental, you've got the emotional, you've got the spiritual. Well, you could say all of them come together in the higher heart chakra there. And this is about you connecting. And you connecting to whatever you'd like. You could say on a spiritual plane. If you want to be more spiritual, I would recommend that meditate, pray, do some prayer work, meditate. Meditation is prayer work. It just changes the state of your mind. It puts it in a more positive, open place. And so what I'm saying here is, it's this connection here. I just lost my train of thought here. Let me start over again. So what I'm talking about is it's the higher heart chakra is your true light body. It's a state of being. Okay. It's the realm of, you could say, all, where all the light comes in. So the higher heart chakra is connecting your light body state into the realm of the light of the divine light, the light of God, the light of creation, whatever you want to call it. And so this can be done. Now, this is where I lost my thought. This can be done. This can be done, through, let's say you have a good friend. Okay. When you guys come together, just, greet your friend. But greet it through that area, the higher heart chakra area. See what happens. See what spiritual aspect comes through you. See what you are all about, what you are able to maybe be more expansive, maybe be more understanding. And that's what the higher heart chakra is. It's this spiritual connection to the physical world. It's this, you could say, well, some people will say the crown chakra is a spiritual connection to the physical world. Well, it is. That's just one of many ways the divine light shines through you. That divine wisdom shines through you. That your divine is just as important as the divine wisdom that's flowing through you. And also using the higher heart chakra is, this is a transcending experience that can be life-changing and very uplifting. Because if you start playing with this part of your physical body, playing with it, I mean, actually manipulating it with your, you say, with your mind and emotions, and in a positive way, not in a negative way, but keep it in a positive vein here, see what happens. And when you start running energy through it, thoughts, energy, whatever, this is, like I said, uplifting and life-changing. Life-changing is, you might go, well, if I do this all the time, I'm really, keeps me up. It keeps me, want to keep on going. It makes me want to believe that there's more, that there's a lot more than I could ever want to believe. And so think about, as you send information through that higher heart chakra area, think about what you want to put through there. And maybe it's as simple as, let's say you're, it could be work related. Let's say you have a project at work and you're having problems with it, finishing, completing it because of whatever glitch. Well, think about this. When you go to work tomorrow morning, just plug what your thoughts are and run it through that higher heart chakra area and see what happens. See what information comes through. See what new ideas show up for you that you can solve the problem and hand it off to the next person and it's complete. It's finished. So that's one way of, you could say, working with your higher heart chakra on situations and problems that are, you know, that are difficult. But if you do it right, you can easily solve them, resolve them. And it's also, you know, it's also just by just connecting to the higher heart chakra, it's just uplifting. It's just uplifting in general. And because this is uplifting, that means your state, you say your emotional state, is just going to be that much better during the day when you're wandering aimlessly, or if you're focused, or whatever you're doing, or not doing anything for that matter. By engaging it, you're uplifting yourself. And it's also about you feeling oneness with all things. Remember I said the divine, this is your divine connection, or one of the divine connections, that how we connect with ourselves, our divine selves, and the divine that runs through us. Well, this is like, you could say, creating a feeling of oneness. You could bring it through the higher heart chakra and see if there is, if you do feel the oneness, oneness with everything, oneness with me talking to you tonight, oneness with, anything for that matter. Oneness with your pets, your neighbors, your town, your city, it doesn't matter. And, you know, creating that oneness, that means there's less antagonistic feelings, easier to be around. You could say, the old saying, make love, not war. Well, I believe by opening the higher heart chakra and running ideas through it and seeing what happens, you could say there's going to be more love than hate, disgust, whatever word you want to use there. And it's also about your perceptions that could be that are expansive. Maybe you have a thought, and this thought is just a simple thought. Kind of going blank tonight. Sorry, folks. Well, run that thought through the heart, higher heart chakra. See what expansive activities you get, ideas, Maybe you'll get a whole different viewpoint, a viewpoint you never thought about before by doing it. So the higher heart chakra is about expansion, expansiveness, about your, you could say, how wonderful you can be to the world by, you could say, bringing the information through it, allowing the information to go through it, expressing the information through it. And so here I'm talking about your perceptions that are expansive, that could be expansive, that will be expansive once you run it through your higher heart chakra. But it's also about, it's the point that you feel when ordinary existence is not the same. Let's say you're just going through your day in, day out, and you go, oh, another day, how exciting. Well, when you start running and connecting to your higher heart chakra, you are opening whole new worlds within inside of you. You are, like, the mundane ordinary may not be ordinary anymore. Maybe your hearing, your senses, the smell, your abilities to see, the abilities to hear, your touch, all these sensations can be uplifting, or they can be expanded too. So that's what I mean by expansive in the physical body. And as your senses become more alert, more awake, then that means your abilities to connect, you could say, within you, and your abilities to be psychic could become stronger, a whole lot stronger. And I have a simple question here, Jim. I am moving. I just want to answer this question real quick. Let's say, can you help me in my guidance about moving? My heart chakra has been very conflicted in the area, and I think I have to move to a smaller place, and money just, and okay, the money just doesn't make sense. Mind, heart conflict. I see that point. Yeah. You know, one thing here, Shelpa, if you were to move, you could say move to a smaller place and you want to spend less money, that could happen. But make sure it's the right place. For you, it's important to find the right place. I don't care how large or how small it is. It's got to feel good to you. That's the important thing here. And, you know, when you're going out checking places to move to, make sure you literally sit down and just are standing in the room and just feel it. Make sure it feels good to you. That's the important thing here. It's got to feel good so you can be productive and you could love your place. I hope that answered your question. And yes, you will be moving as far as that goes. And the place, just keep on looking. You're going to find it, and it's going to be a good place. I hope that helped you there. And remember I was talking about the higher heart chakra, your heart chakra. Okay, but right above the heart, center chest area, is the higher heart chakra. And I'm talking about expansiveness. I'm talking about your senses actually doubling, tripling their abilities. And when your senses start doubling and tripling their abilities, this increases greatly. That means your abilities to tune into other people increases greatly because you are more aware of, you could say, what's out there because of your senses allowing you to get what you need, to expand, to be more expansive. And there's nothing wrong with expansion. Expansion is only going to make you a better person. It makes me a better person. I always look at it that way. Although sometimes changes and expansion can be difficult, but in the end, it's usually a good result. And that's a personal observation on my point. And it's also about your connections to others becoming stronger. Because now you're allowing your that higher heart chakra to, you could say, rule your life in a positive way. You're not thinking of negative thoughts as you were maybe a month ago because you decided to see the world differently. You decided to view the world differently. And here, your connection to individuals and even groups of people can become that much more influential to you And you become more influential in their world too by using the higher heart chakra. And it's also about you seeing the world differently. Because when you start viewing the world through your higher heart chakra, that thymus area, the thymus gland, it's an easy thing. It's easy. Because the world is different. You're looking at it with more expansive eyes. You're not looking at it so restrictive, and you're not looking at yourself in a restrictive way. And that's what I mean by changing the world here. You could say oneness may be your buoyancy here that keeps you in balance. It keeps you more content. That keeps you happier. And it's also because you are creating our light bodies shine through our higher heart chakra. Your light body becomes, you could say, stronger, more affluent with your daily days, your at work or at play or at home. It doesn't matter. You could say, you just become, the light body just becomes more in control. And when the light body is more in control, you could say there's less ego world, there's less fights, there's less arguments, there's more agreements. Now, does that mean you have to agree with everybody and they have to agree with you? No, of course not. That may never happen. But in general, I'm just saying in general, in a general term, that people are more apt to listen to you and accept what you have to say, and you might be more apt to accepting their points of view. But you may not, and if you don't like their point of view, you can say that too. Just, you know, use your light body and speak through your light body. That doesn't work for me, your idea. But I appreciate hearing your idea. So it's a simple matter of saying it works for me or it doesn't work for me. But it doesn't matter whether it works or doesn't work, is how you're seeing the world and your points of view changing. And at times, it could be, you could say there could be difficulties, I'm talking about integrating your light body into your physical body. Well, at times, if you're having conflict and you're not thinking of, you could say, that balance, that buoyancy, there could be, you could say, the physical body and the light body could be at war. And what I mean by at war is you might be feeling uncomfortable. That's all. Maybe you just say dinner and you go, well, I want to open my light body. And let's say you feel indigestion. And that can happen when, you could say, there's difficulties sometimes between the physical body and your light body. But, you know, you still have to live in this world. You still have to be grounded. You still have to be here as much as possible. The more you're here, you could say, the more you're here in this world, the more you're going to get from this world. If you just go around thinking thoughts that are, how to say it, just okay, well, your world's going to be okay. But if you go around opening up, you could say, opening up that higher heart chakra and thinking and allowing thoughts to come through there, well, your world is just going to be more expansive, more open, more, you could say, more beautiful. And I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And remember, there's only two things that are important in this world today, and that's peace and love, and that's your peace and love. So be back in 5, and peace and love to all.
Extension 870303.
Halloween, known also as All Hallows Eve or Saints Eve in Samhain,
is a celebration of summer's end, a time when the earth is preparing for the long sleep of winter. One of the oldest holidays that is still celebrated in modern times, All Hallows Eve is rich in history, folklore, tradition, and festivities. Halloween is a time to honor those who have crossed over. Spirits of those who have passed are said to roam the earth among the living. Fairy folk and nature spirits are very active during this time. Be sure to leave some sweet treats for the fae to avoid being tricked on Halloween night. A fun Halloween activity you may want to try is to create a set of pumpkin seed runes. Simply collect at least 24 seeds, wash the seeds well, and dry thoroughly. Find a list of rune images, as well as directions on how to use them and read them. Using a fine-tip marker, draw one rune on each pumpkin seed on one side only. This is a great rune set to use all year long, especially on Halloween night. This is intuitive advisor Nadia M. Rose. Have a wickedly good time this All Hallows Eve.
Hi, do you need a little autumn sparkle with your morning coffee? Are you looking for a focus to make the most of your fall days? Join me, Tamara Childs, for inspiring talk and conversation on Breakfast with Erica radio show Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific. Autumn has a special assignment for us. As our energy pulls in, we have a new powerful focus on our inner world. And there's a purpose to this. We're remapping our lives from the inside out because from clarity comes certainty. So join me, Tamara Childs, for our Thursday morning Autumn Focus, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on 1-2 Radio.
This is Scott Weaver, producer on 1-2 Radio, and I want to tell you why this is my favorite month of the year. One, it's my birth month. Yes, I'm a Scorpio, the best sign of them all. Two, because it is fall, and all of the vibrant colors are at their best this time of year. Three, I love the traditions and ideas around Halloween, and of course, all the creative Halloween costumes. Four, the great deals that the advisors on 1-2 Listen are offering on chat services and time-based services. Have you seen the special Trick or Treat time-based service with Anita Ahuja or the Witch's Runes email reading with Katie Weaver? Ooh, speaking of Witch's Runes, I need to go find my staves to cast. Go out and enjoy this time of year and remember to be safe and have fun.
Mediumship, the art of connecting with those who have died. Have you ever had an experience with someone who has crossed over? Perhaps you have glimpsed someone, had a visitation in a dream, had someone come through in a meditative state, or even heard someone's voice. There are many different levels of mediumship, and they are all valid. If you have ever been drawn to connect with the spirit world, I would like to invite you to join me, Katie Weaver, for a very special study group. Beginning on October 16th, In Search of the Spirit World will meet monthly to share experiences, ask questions, and learn different ways to connect with those who have died. As always, teleclasses are taught at 12academy.com.
This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hi, this is Christina LaFrance, and together we're listening to 12radio.com.
Hello, welcome back to 12Radio. That's 12Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, you're on 12Radio. That's 12Radio.com. And my subject tonight, my topic is, I'm discussing your higher heart chakra. Just not the heart chakra, but the higher heart chakra. And the spiritual aspects, the physical aspects of it. And allowing things to flow through that higher heart chakra can create more expansive ideas, a calmer you, and various things like that. But I'm just going to say basically where it's located. If you just tuned into the show, it's centered and located between the throat and the heart, and that would be where the thymus is. It's right above the heart towards the center of the chest there. And it's paired with the thymus gland. So you could say that's, without a thymus gland, you wouldn't have a heart beating. So that's important. And it's also like, it's about regenerating. It's about longevity. It's about your immune system. And when you have a poor immune system, you could say longevity doesn't exist. So it's good to have a healthy thymus gland, but it's also good to bring things through the thymus gland, that upper higher heart chakra there. And like I said, about immunity, it's longevity, it's about recalibrating the biological body. So just think, every time the heart beats, it's recalibrating itself. So as far as that goes. Now, I was talking about connecting to the heart, higher heart chakra. And it's a real simple way of doing it. Just quiet down. You know, just find yourself a nice quiet spot. Relax. Close your eyes a bit. Pray. Meditate. Empty your mind. Whatever you need to do. You can say, create a quiet mind. Create that quiet space. And then, the more quiet the mind can get, the easier it is for you to connect to your higher heart chakra, the thymus area of the physical body, of your physical body. And the more you, for me for that matter, for any of us, can achieve this, you could say the more peace can be achieved within inside of you. It's about causing, it says, you could say causing that creative aspect of you to kick off maybe new ideas that you never even thought about before. It's to create, to accomplish things, it's to change your life in a very positive way. And it's also when you start using the higher heart chakra, it's also knowing what you want. It's also getting to the point where you know what you want and why you're here. Maybe it's discovering your purpose. That would be a good thing, discovering your purpose. But the purpose can change from year to year, from day to day, from month to month, depending on how you are doing too. So just knowing that. But it's about knowing what you want. And it's about creating the ways to accomplish what you want. And it's also, this is about being in the moment. I always talk about being in the moment, because when you're in the moment, the tendency is whatever you want to achieve, you can have that instantaneously. And because of that, it's also about when you're in the moment, the tendency is to quiet down, because you're not thinking about what you're going to do 5 minutes from now. You're here in the here and now, the present place, this place, this time, this space. It's all about you. No one else. And it's also about inner consciousness expansion. By thinking thoughts, by allowing ideas to run through the higher heart chakra, because the higher heart chakra is about expansion. It's about you getting what you want. And so we're talking about conscious expansion beyond belief, beyond. And Ivy wants me to check my heart chakra. Running well, Ivy. Let me say this. The more sleep you get in a night or in a day, the better off you're going to function. Your heart, you could say the whole body. I just had to say that. So make sure you get good rest. It's real important that you get a good night's sleep, get plenty of rest, but the heart is working well. And well, let's bring up, since Ivy, she asked me to check her heart. Well, just think about the word love. Everyone likes that word. Everyone wants to be in love. Once you run love through your higher heart chakra as opposed to just through the heart chakra, see what happens. Maybe you'll get everything that you need and everything you want instantaneously. Now, that's a revolutionary idea. Don't we all have this, you could say, conflict in our mind that when we start something, it might take us 6 months to complete? Why can't it happen now? And the reason why I'm saying this is, run things through your higher heart chakra and allow things to happen quicker, sooner, later than down the road. 2 months, 4 months, 3 days, like right now. See what happens. See if you can get things sped up, ideas in your life to be accomplished, ideas to be expressed. See if this makes a difference for you instead of going, why this plan or this idea? And I know it's going to take me at least 12 to 6 months. Well, why can't it take you 3 months? Why can't it take you 2 months? Why can't it take you 4 months? Why does it have to be 6 months to a year? Like I said, use your higher heart chakra here. You know, you're exploring the inner consciousness of who you are through your higher heart chakra. So therefore, when you start exploring that inner conscious state, the inner conscious state that you exist in, it's all about expansion. It's all about, does this enable me to see beyond everything, anything that I could see before? Maybe you have the same experience, but you're viewing it through a totally different way, through fresh eyes, through new eyes. And you see it, and you get it, you understand it, and it's complete. That's what I mean by, why do we have to put all this time on our great ideas that we come up with? You don't. The quicker you get it out in the world, the happier you're going to be, and the less stress you're going to have. Because you're just going to accomplish it, it's going to go out there, and it's going to be smooth. And it's also about what types of paths do you want to achieve in your lifetime? What wonderful ideas do you want to express in this lifetime? And some people even say that it's possible to be in the flow of life by using the higher heart chakra. In other words, things that bother you really don't bother you anymore. And that's being in the flow of life. Things that used to annoy you won't annoy you. And it's also about you, but you going, you say you testing your higher heart chakra here, allowing you to have it all. Now, that's a revolutionary thought. Allowing you to have everything you wanted or ever wanted. Why can't you do it? Just go out and try it. You might go, Jim, you're just full of caca here. Sure. The skeptic inside of you. We all have our skeptics inside of us. But why don't you change the skeptic if that skeptic is coming out as I'm talking to you and just go, well, you know, I put my skeptic aside and I'm going to try it, see what happens. Like, it's allowing you to have it all. And why can't you have it all? There's no reason why. The only reason is you stopping it yourself from having it all. No one else is. You can say at times there is, but you could say that's outside influence, and you could say turn the outside influence off and go internal and create it all simultaneously, all at the same time. All that you want, all that you find important in your life. See, the mind is linear, your thoughts are linear, and then you go through, you could say the flow through your mind, one after another, and then the focus point within you or outside of you, you're allowing things to, you could say that linear mind to slow down, because now you're thinking in specific areas, not generalities anymore. Like I said, a linear mind is a one-track mind here, and you're going beyond the linear mind. You're going to the multi-expansion of your consciousness here by using the higher heart chakra. You're allowing that linear mind to slow down, and so that you can accomplish all that you need to. And there's nothing wrong with accomplishing all these beautiful things that you guys have, your ideas, your thoughts, your whatever they are, it doesn't matter. We are here to accomplish things to make our world better. And when we make our world better, we make the world a better place for everybody. So it's like the dominoes. By you starting one thing and you changing the way you view the world, you change the world instantaneously. And like I said, you can have it all. Why can't you have it all? Well, maybe it's time to start examining what you'd like to have in your life and start working on it through your higher heart chakra and see what happens. See if you can create, manifest, get what you want. And it's also, you could say, going through the higher heart chakra might clear the fog out of your mind. And the fog is, you could say that's cognitive thoughts. You know, thoughts, everyday thoughts. Okay, so you'll be more focused with the intentions you're creating as you're going through the higher heart chakra. So there'll be less influence, outside influence, and conflict with inside of you. You just go do it, and you accomplish it, and it's finished. And before you know it, you go to do another project. It's accomplished, and it's finished, and it's just no big deal. And it's also, you know, we're talking about a cognitive shift here, and that would be the frontal lobes of the brain. That's the cognitive part of the brain there, right by the forehead. You know, when you start shifting that part of the brain, you can become our emotions, or that part of the brain is what's inappropriate, what's not appropriate, what's inappropriate, whatever, so forth and so on. It's kind of like, it's part of the social fabric of who we are in our society today. Our frontal lobes kind of rule that part of us. You know, so you're not running down the street, you know, with no clothes on because you didn't realize you forgot to put your clothes on in the morning. So that's the kind of thing the frontal lobe will do. And we're talking about a cognitive shift. So, and the frontal lobes deals with emotions, feelings, and things like that. So you can say less emotional and less emotions stopping you and slowing you down from creating what you want by going through your higher heart chakra and causing you to see, I'm just going to say this might sound like a crazy thought, causing you to see everything all at the same time. You might say, Jim, sure, uh-huh. You got to play with this. You've got to just kind of be open to it. Be playful. Be childlike with your higher heart chakra. And childlike, you know, that innocence. That's what I mean by the childlike, is the innocence. Express the innocence. And it's also the higher heart chakra, by you discovering, you know, that self-exploration of yourself, you're accepting yourself as who you are in this right now, in the here and now, the present moment, who you are, whether you're the good, bad, and the ugly part of us. We all have those parts. But now you're accepting it, and now that you're accepting it, you know, not so good parts of who you are, now you're able to change it. Now you're able to make shifts. Now, you could say this is by you accepting all parts of who you are, you're be able to make these big steps, creating, you could say, big shifts with inside of you. And now It's all about you accepting love. It's all about you loving yourself just as you are. You don't have to change anything. That's the higher heart chakra. You know, we're not perfect beings, none of us, but we can, what we don't like about ourselves, we can actually recreate and make it better for ourselves too. And go through the higher heart chakra there. And it's also creating quietness with inside of you. And by you running thoughts and feelings and ideas through a higher heart chakra, you can say, and remember I was talking about the linear mind, how linear thoughts are, how they can, they start with one idea and before you know it, there's many ideas coming through. Well, when you control the linear mind, what I mean by controlling it is slowing it down, you're actually creating quietness. You're actually creating peace of mind. You're allowing yourself to be at your best. To be one with creation, to be one with God, to be one with God, to be one with creation, to be a part of that. And we always are a part of that, but we always create separation between them and us, between it and us, between it and me. Doesn't matter. Separation. Politicians do it every day. They create separation. The old saying, divide and conquer. Well, that's what they do. They create, they don't want you to be one. That would mean the world would be a peaceful place. They want conflict. That's how they get rich. That's how they get wealthier, and that's how they gain influence and power. It doesn't matter what country I'm talking about. This is true of the entire globe. And it's also, you know, like I said, when you have no separation between you and the world, between yourself and yourself, you can accomplish endless things, endless variety of goals and initiatives. You can literally change your world in a matter of seconds every day by doing something like this. And it's also about you jumping into your inner wellspring of peace, of insight, of you healing yourself, of you healing your emotions, of you healing your physical body. As you healing, well, this is all about you. You could say, you healing yourself. And this is one way of healing yourself. Healing thoughts and emotions that only bring you disgust, or anger, or sadness. And like I said, this is by working with the higher heart chakra, you're accepting yourself as who you are, not who you'd like to be. And when you start accepting yourself as who you really are, then you can make shifts and changes, and you can make yourself a better person for yourself. And that's what I'm talking about. Creating a better person for you as an individual. You can just sail through life in sheer joy and pleasure and happiness. Not being affected by them over there or whoever. And it's also about keeping things simple. Like simplifying your life. Life is not complicated. You could say our thoughts and emotions make it more complicated than necessary at times, but keeping things simple. And it's also, you will become who you want to be with time by doing this. You will become who you want to be through time by doing this. Running ideas, thoughts, concepts, feelings, emotions, whether they're negative or positive, through that higher heart chakra, and that centered chest above the heart, through the thymus there, run it through and see if your viewpoint of life changes. Maybe you're less irritated by all the craziness of the world, or maybe it doesn't affect you at all after a while. You just accept it for what it is, whatever that is for you. And it's also you're retaking your mind. You're retaking your mind. You're retaking your mind from the negative influences that are out there in the outer world that we take in every day. By someone calling you, you're walking down the street and someone yells a nasty word at you or something. Or you read an article on the internet, and you're angry at the writer, or you're angry with the world, or whatever. Well, this is about you retaking this part of the mind so that you can create more, you could say, more positive aspects of who you are. More positive. Creating more a more positive physiological aspect of who you are, the physical body itself. Less stress. And when you have less stress, your physical body is going to be more relaxed. The cells in your body are going to be relaxed. Therefore, your whole body relaxes. And it's also about you, that inner strength, that you can grow. That you could say, tapping into the inner strength so that you grow to where you need to grow, to expand, to beyond your imagination. Because when you start doing this work, things are going to happen, and they may not be the same. And I mean the same in a good way, too. The stuff that you maybe used to put up with, and you go, I have no tolerance to that now, so therefore, I can't be their friends. I can't be a friend of this individual, because he or she is dramatic, and I get caught up into their soap opera every day, and then I feel not so good. Well, you're going to start making choices, and you're going to start going, is this important to me to be associated with these people, even though they bring me down, they make me feel sad, and they make me want to be a part of their crazy story? Well, when you start seeing this from a higher heart chakra point of view, you're going to go, it's not worth it. And it's also about you and I, the ability to change our states instantaneously from sadness to happiness, from happiness to an elevated happiness. If you want to be even more happier. And it's also about you experience, like creating a disease process for you, for yourself. Let's say you get a pneumonia. Well, that's, you could say, a temporary disease, because if you don't be careful, that could do you in, depending on the factors that you have to deal with on an everyday basis. So, like I said, with using your higher heart chakra here, you can actually start doing healing work on yourself. You could, through your mind's eye, let's say you have, it's a blood disorder. Just filter the blood right through the higher heart chakra. see what happens there. and then get some blood work done. You know, work with the higher heart chakra and maybe do that for a couple weeks and go to your doctor and get some blood work and see where you stand. See how healthy you are. See how amazing you can be to yourself. And it's also, like I said, the healing part, you could say you can heal the physical body. It's also about healing the negative aspects, our negative thoughts here. So when the negative thoughts come through and you go, oh, I shouldn't be thinking in those terms. Run that thought through the chakra, the higher heart chakra there, right where the thymus is. See what happens. And maybe you might hear it again and there's no response. You're not agitated, you're not irritated. Because you worked it out already. And like I said, it's about creating perfect health. It's about creating peace of mind. It's about you. You are your own master of who you are. You are the master of your domain. No one else can take that away from you. Now that's a concept that I think is really cool. You are the master of your own domain and therefore you are in charge 100%. And no one can take that away from you. No one can force you to do anything you don't want to do because you're in charge. But my show is up and I want to thank everybody. I could talk about this for another hour the way I'm going. I could probably too. But I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women listening to my show. I send my appreciation, my thanks, and my gratitude to all. And two shows coming up. The next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. And the show after that is called Oh My Angels. Oh My Angels. I love that title. And that's with Peggy Reeser. Two good ladies and two good shows coming up. And despite what's going on around you, don't let the world or don't let yourself bother you. Recreate yourself through your higher heart chakra. See what happens this week when you start running things through the higher heart chakra by the thymus gland. See if that changes your life. But until next week, peace and love, that's all there is. And my thanks and my gratitude. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
This is Katie Weaver from the Psychic Sisters here on 1-2 Radio, and we are so happy that you are here.